Charles Coates with BCS Habitat for Humanity. I believe he's either our current or will be soon chancellor for A&M, Glenn Hagar. In the last year, put out a study as comptroller where he said that there are almost 400,000 starter homes in Texas that need to be built that aren't. You've got a real lack of affordable housing throughout the state, as well in the Brazos Valley as well. For a BCS Habitat case, we have several properties within the city of Bryan, not on the east side of the county, just letting you know, but that we are trying to develop. There are dozens of Habitat for Humanities, other nonprofits that build affordable housing, starter homes basically across the state, that are really in need of the initial capital to be able to develop these homes that in the state of Texas, young families especially most urgently desire. And so what I wanted to make clear today is that there are several pieces of legislation that Habitat for Humanity, as well as other nonprofit affordable housing organizations, are really trying to push at the legislature right now. Those are Senate Bill 208, as well as House Bill 4505. What that would do is create a revolving loan fund, not free money. It would be something that would be repaid that would provide the capital for Habitat for Humanity, as well as other affordable housing, home building nonprofits, to be able to afford that upfront cost of, it's very difficult to fundraise for streets, sewers, lampposts, things like that, as well as design and all of that that goes into building a subdivision. It's a lot easier to fundraise for the Jones family or what have you. And so what this bill would do is it would jumpstart trying to fill this void of these almost 400,000 starter homes that are missing in the state of Texas. I hope you would join us in reaching out to your legislators, your elected officials at the state level, Senator, as well as whichever representative you have. Again, SB 208 and 4505. We only have a matter of weeks before the end of the legislative session. And if you believe in building affordable homes for families in need, home ownership, we would ask you to join us. So thank you.